Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and I'm here with my friend and coworker Andrea Ginsky, and we are recording at Bookstore 1, 117 South Pineapple in Sarasota, Florida.
That's the place.
And we're talking today about books that make the everyday compelling to read about. And we thought this was good after Christmas. We're back to normal life,
sort of.
We're back
at work, kind of, yeah.
So we'll talk about books that make normal things fun to read.
That's right.
Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
I can start.
Okay.
I'll start. So the first book I have is this quirky little novel called Convenience Store Woman. So what could be more everyday than working in a convenience store? This is about, and it's by Sayaka Murata. So it is a short little Japanese novel, and it's a quick read, but it's really about a 36-year-old woman who kind of really takes on the aura of the convenience store as her life. It's such an odd little book. Her name is Kiko Furukura, and it's just kind of a bizarre love story, but a love story of a place, and the place is a convenience store.
All right, I like
so
it.
That is my first book, and I like little I don't want to call them little. I love quirky Japanese novels, and it's a one of the first ones that kind of got me into that genre.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. My first one is called Death Valley by Melissa Broder. It came out in October. And it's got really great descriptions of people's illnesses. And I thought, when I first started reading it, I'm like, oh no. I have hospital fear. I've had personal experience with my relatives being in the hospital, so I'm like, I'm not going to want to read this. But she made it so fun to read, and I know that sounds bizarre, but she's a woman that's sort of taken off to the desert, and she's staying in a Best Western just to kind of get a break. Her father's in the hospital. He just woke up from a coma. And her husband has this mysterious Epstein-Barr illness. So she's got, you know, illnesses on both sides, or, you know, medical emergencies. And so she went to the desert just to sort of relax. But the descriptions are so rich. And she's had a Zoom or a FaceTime call with her dad because he finally woke up from the coma. And it was so well written. Like, I could see it. You know, it was theatrical almost. I could see her trying to have this conversation. You know how when people FaceTime and they don't really have it adjusted, so you see their forehead or whatever. But it was so, like I said, well written. So I'm excited about this book, Death Valley. And it's been sitting on our book table.
Right, because we were talking about sleeper books.
And
earlier.
I love it. And it's actually got a good cover, too.
It does have a great cover.
All right. So
okay, so I'm going to do a duo here because I've talked many times about how much I love restaurant books and food books. So I worked in a restaurant, and I just still have a fascination with it. So these two books are some of my favorite food books ever written. And one is called Sweet Bitter by Stephanie Dandler, and the other one is Last Night at the Lobster by Stuart Onan. And they are really amazing slices of life of working in a restaurant. So if you've ever been a waitress and have done fine dining, then Sweet Bitter is really the book for you. And it got great reviews, and it's a really good read. It's kind of, from what I've read, it's based on Union Square Cafe in New York, which is famous for its service and training. And Danny Meyer is the owner, and he's very renowned in the restaurant world. And her portrayal of working there and learning how to be a waitress, and she has a relationship with the bartender, has a relationship with somebody else in the restaurant. It's just wonderful.
Oh, it sounds good.
Oh, Sweet Bitter. It's so much fun. And the other one, Last Night at the Lobster, is one of the most poignant restaurant books. It's about the last night of a Red Lobster before they close. And it's about the manager closing up and working with the staff and what happens in the last night. You can almost like smell the butter and like it, the dirty carpet. It's like so well done. This book, I think I'm going to read it again. Those are two that even if you've never worked in a restaurant, but you like dining out and you're kind of a foodie, you would enjoy them.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. So I'll skip around my list based on what you were just saying. So the next one I'll talk about is called Leaving by Roxana Robinson, and it's coming out February 13th. And there's a scene in there. You just reminded me. And this is what good writers do, because we read so much, it's hard to remember it's specifics.
True. Yeah.
But I remember this scene from this book leaving where she's in a restaurant with her lover and they overhear a conversation between parents and a daughter that becomes very heated. And the mother's quite mean and angry. And they debate, like, should we go over there and try to intervene? This poor girl's being just,
oh, yeah,
you know, reprimanded. So, but they wait it out, and the mother ends up stomping off and leaving. And, again, she's such a good writer. That wasn't even what I was going to address. But I was just like, wow, she writes so well. I'm still lingering on these scenes. She writes about driving in Manhattan and having windshield wipers on. And, again, that sounds mundane, but the way she says it, you can... You're almost like behind the wheel with her.
Well, there's something about driving in a city in the rain.
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
And it's not even first person writing, but it's third person done so well that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And so Leaving by Roxana Robinson, again, it's out February 13th.
Okay, my last one is Mercy Street by Jennifer Hay. And it's timely and it just has so much life. People's inner lives and outer lives. It has to do with a young woman who works in an abortion clinic in Boston. And it's really about her life, and she grew up really poor, so there's a lot of background about her. She grew up in a trailer, a single wide trailer with her mother and a bunch of foster kids. And then there's also all these interwoven stories of the people who are coming for abortions, the protesters, and the other people, the counselors, the other people working there. So it's an amazing slice of life book. There's so many different ways of looking at what's going on. I just thought, and it's also masterfully written. It's just a really wonderful read. And it has some surprises in it. So the reason I chose it is because it portrayed so many different types of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And abortion is one of those, it's a timely issue right now, certainly. And as we go into the new year, that is going to be big on ballots. And, you know, so that's my four.
Okay, very good.
Everyday made literary.
All right. Well, I'll just talk about one more then. And it's due out in March. I know this is annoying talking about books before, but I'll repeat
it. But we can always order them.
Yes. It's called No Judgment Essays by Lauren Euler. And like I said, it's due out March 19th. Essays by their function really show details to get their point across, their thesis across. And so she's got some beautiful ones about living. One of them is about living in Germany. And I'll never probably even go to Germany, but I'm curious about what it's like to live in another country. She goes way, way, way into detail about what the day-to-day is like. And again, it's fun to read about and why she chose to live there. Another one's about gossip and is there cultural worthiness to gossip. And then another one that I just started, she's talking about autofiction and how is it cheating for a writer to use their own life versus creating something? And then she also devolves from that into Sally Rooney's Normal People, which I've never read, but are characters who are just really self-aware but don't evolve or change, is that something bad or good? I just love
the debate. And then if you write about something else, it's not you. You could be accused of appropriation.
Exactly.
So
it's very interesting topics. And again, because the nature of essays is to just keep going to different situations and details, it's really fascinating to me. So I think it's going to be good. And, you know, we don't get a lot of love for our essay and short story sections, but really sometimes those are real gems.
I love short stories.
Yeah.
I don't read many essays, but short stories, certainly.
Yeah. So... great books, Andrea.
Great books.
Every day.
That's right. So I'm starting you off with the new year with the everyday.
All right.
Thanks.